Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I'm a singer. When I was just 15 or so, I gave a talk at church, and our choir director, a lady named Pearl Jacobson, who was our choir director and also the choir director at Eureka High, asked me to join the choir because of my bass voice range. I did, and singing just came naturally to me. In my senior year at Eureka High, after singing in the mixed chorus in my junior year, I joined the Eureka High School Choir under the direction of Tom Hibden in his first year as a director. He was a nice guy, but we were not nice to him. The choir went to San Francisco for competition, and you know how teenagers will behave when turned loose in the big city. I don't remember how we did, but we had a good time. I sort of dropped out of church, as the kids will do, but one day I went back and the choir was singing. I told myself, I have to get into that, and I did, and loved it. Then a fellow church choir member bugged me to come sing a barbershop with the Humboldt Harmoniers. I put him off for a while, and then one day said, my car's broke down, so I can't come. Dave Carlson was his name, and he said, I'll pick you up. That began 55 years of barbershop singing. The organization was named the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America, or SPEBSQSA for short. The name has been since changed to the Barbershop Harmony Society. One day, a fellow named William, Bill, Edmondson showed up, and thus began 49 years of his membership in the group. Bill and his wife Jackie were both very musically talented and kept the group going. Bill directed us and helped any of us who needed assistance in all aspects of singing and performance abilities. Jackie came along as our director later. The problem was that the society didn't allow women directors. We listed her on our membership roster as Jack E. Edmondson. That eventually led to the society allowing women directors. There is currently a move going on to allow women in choruses. We are currently preparing for our fall show, a beer and peanut show, and are looking for more members. If any of you gentlemen like to sing, we meet at the First Congregational Church at the end of J Street at 7 o'clock on Monday nights. We sing until 9:30 with a refreshment break in the middle. Now the sad news. Bill Edmondson passed away recently, and we are very saddened by his passing. His son, John Majors, is stepping up to use his talents, as did Bill and John's mother, Jackie, in assisting our current director, Charles Young, to make the chorus and participating quartets pleasing and enjoyable pastimes. So, as I said, if you like to sing and enjoy the company of other men who also like to sing, come join us at the First Congregational Church, Mondays at 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the end of J Street. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.